Unless you've actually visited the Louisiana Gulf Coast and stared out at the water, it's hard to know the actual scale of the oil industry in this part of the world.
You go out there at night on a supply boat and into the Gulf of Mexico, and you're surrounded by so many platforms with so many just brilliant hazard lights, you know, illuminating the platform. And then you look up at the stars in the sky, in the Gulf sky, and the platforms really, they look like reflections of the stars. There's that many.
It's Mike Tidwell, a guest, author, and journalist who spoke earlier this morning to The Takeaway about the scale of the oil industry and the sense to which this disaster, that it hasn't happened before, is a matter of luck in the Gulf Coast. Well, what do our next guests think? Dean Blanchard is CEO of Dean Blanchard Seafood Incorporated, a seafood wholesaler in Grand Isle, Louisiana. He joins us from Grand Isle. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing great, but I'm a little worried about your business. How you feeling right about now?
Serious problems down here. Looks like we got rain. The weather's going to cooperate a little bit more for the cleanup than was yesterday, but we're still hitting a little rain.
How many boats are in your fleet, Dean?
We have right at 1,400 boats.
And are most of them involved in harvesting, or are most of them involved in trying to prevent this oil slick from damaging your livelihood?
Well, what we're doing right now, we're letting the local people in the Venice area handle their problem. Our boats are being trained and getting ready in case it comes our way. But if it don't come our way, we're going to try to keep our boats fishing to keep supply, to keep our restaurants and our customers going.
Dean, if I'm a fish buyer for a restaurant or for a grocery store chain, what am I buying from Dean Blanchard Seafood Incorporated?
Oh, we sell all types of, we got about 120 different types of fish, and we sell the best shrimp in the world.
All right, Peter Ricciuti also joins us. He's the assistant dean of the Freeman School of Business at Tulane University. He joins us from California this morning. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning.
So you can see there the scale of the business and the value of the fishing business there. Dean Blanchard speaking to us, and you heard a moment ago Mike Tidwell, a journalist, talking about the scale of the oil industry in the Gulf. Are these two businesses fundamentally, as we're seeing with this economic or environmental problem with the oil gusher underneath the water, in conflict?
Oftentimes they're not, actually, John. In fact, we have a big festival in Morgan City, Louisiana, in September. That is the Shrimp and Petroleum Festival, believe it or not, that sells posters with shrimp with hard hats out on offshore oil rigs. And the, of course, the other side is that for the recreational fishermen, that's about a $1 billion industry in Louisiana, they're very much ingrained. And when you get up in the morning and you listen to the Fish and Game Report or you get a fishing tip, it's always based on follow that Texaco pipeline canal, and maybe you want to tie yourself up to the Exxon 341. These structures are used as reefs, and they produce the best fishing in the world. I mean, that's why it says Sportsman's Paradise on the license plate down here.
What's your sense of how much all that is threatened by what's going on underneath the sea in that BP platform that's gushing 200,000 gallons of oil per day?
Well, you can see it. I have a lot of friends in the in this fishing business, and it's really turned. You know, this was considered to be a good relationship, and they were getting all the advantages of the oil industry, the jobs, the structures that became reefs, and now they're seeing the flip side of it. And this is very new, John. This is we've only been drilling in this deep water for about 10 years, and this well's down at 5,000 feet, and there's a lot of complications at that level.
Peter Ricciuti is assistant dean of the Freeman School of Business at Tulane University in New Orleans. Dean Blanchard, you hear the professor there, right?
I hear the professor, and I hear what he's saying, and a lot of it's true. But
Dean, let me just ask you a question here. Is it possible that this embrace of the fishing industry and the oil industry is a little misguided?
It's a little misguided. You know, we're a little upset with the oil industry right now, especially BP, for not using every safety device at their disposal.
And do you feel as though BP should pay your fishermen if things go really bad here?
We feel that BP, they had valves at their disposal they could have put on that rig that would have stopped this thing. And in order to make a better profit, they didn't put them. And we're very upset with that.
And Peter Ricciuti, you know, I hear Dean Blanchard here, and he's, I think, upset at the oil industry, an industry that you say has really had warm relations with the fishing industry in the Gulf. I'm wondering if it's naive to have expected that this relationship would go on indefinitely without a catastrophe of this sort happening.
Well, it is. You know, there's 30. We talk about the number of rigs out there. There's 90 active drilling rigs in the Gulf, but there's 3,500 structures out there, and that's really what we're addressing. But this is a whole new ball game, and it's unlike everything we've all ever dealt with, John, because the marsh, the wetlands are going to be so difficult to clean. And I don't wish any ill winds to the people to our east, but if it came on a beach, it's cleanable. We've done that before, but coming into these wetlands estuaries is going to be just a really, really difficult job.
Well, if you're sorting out the difference between a soiled beach and a soiled wetland, you're already in a pretty devastated set of scenarios right there. Dean Blanchard, what are you most worried about, and how long do you think it'll take to recover if the worst happens?
Well, this is something we've never been through. Like the doctor said, the professor said, if it goes into wetlands, you see, what happened is the food for most of the fish and the shrimp come out of our wetlands. So if the wetlands get destroyed and there's no more food for the habitat, then the habitat is going to disappear.
So the food chain goes like this. The small fish eat out of the bayou. The bigger fish eat those fish out in the Gulf. Anything happens to the bayou, the whole thing shuts down.
That's it. Everything works on your Louisiana estuaries. If the estuaries get damaged, it'll just be a chain effect, and it'll be a catastrophe that, you know, something we've never seen before. You know, only time will tell if Mother Nature could clean it up herself, because, you know, it's kind of hard to expect BP to clean it up. We're hoping they do a good job, but... you know, when you got a company like that caused this much damage to save $500,000 on a valve, I don't think those people are thinking straight.
Well, Dean Blanchard expressing a certain amount of bitterness there. He's the CEO of Dean Blanchard Seafood Incorporated in Grand Isle, Louisiana, where he joined us from. Peter Ricciuti is the assistant dean of the Freeman School of Business at Tulane University. Before we go, Peter, these industries cannot coexist in the same way from here on out, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's an odd balance. 25% of the nation's energy needs come from this area, and 25% of the American seafood comes from the same area.
That's a huge statistic.
And, of course, the running joke down here, John, is that there's going to be so many lawsuits that British Petroleum might be later known as Louisiana Petroleum when this thing is over.
Peter Ricciuti, assistant dean of the Freeman School of Business at Tulane University, with a big takeaway as the oil gushes into the Gulf.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.